Governor Snyder has made it official. Wayne County is in a state of financial emergency. County Executive Warren Evans had asked for that declaration. The county faces a projected budget deficit of $171 million by 2019. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House has some advice for Wayne County's commissioners and its executive. Learn from Detroit. Daniel, what brought Wayne County to this point?
Oh, Lord. Lots of things. A lot of really poor financial management, number one. They increased since 2007, increased their general fund expenditures by about $50 million. And meanwhile, property tax revenue was dropping like a stone to roughly $150 million. I mean, that doesn't work in anybody's budget, clearly not in the government's. Badly managed and mismanaged their pension fund that in 2004 was close to fully funded and only had, I think, less than a $50 million in outstanding liabilities. And now it's about 44% funded, and it's almost $1 billion in outstanding liabilities. The botched jail project is well known. We talked about it on your air, and, mm-hmm. and other people have talked about it and written about it. That continues to be a millstone around the county's neck and around the taxpayers. I think where we are now, though, is we have a county executive who's really trying to get his arms around this, and I think is winning an awful lot of credit from people, Republican and Democrat, for being very realistic and really pushing the right issues and trying to show the discipline that I think you saw in Detroit under emergency manager Kevin Orr and now under Mayor Mike Duggan. Problem is he's got to deal with a county commission that I think still has not really come to terms with what's facing them. And it's going to be very interesting in the next few weeks as they have to make some decisions and move forward.
Absolutely. And these, as you say in your piece today, very, very tough decisions lie ahead.
Oh, absolutely. Look, they have to choose between one of four options under the state law, Public Act 436. They can go to mediation to try and have a mediator look at this and try and propose solutions. They could get a consent agreement, which is essentially a deal with the state treasury, says we will do X, Y, and Z. And then the other big one is, of course, Chapter 9 bankruptcy. I think everybody thinks that where we're headed right now is a consent agreement and that the county commission officially, but really the commission and the county executive, will agree to a set of terms with the treasury that says and a timetable that they will do certain things.
And we remember that happened with Detroit, and it was worthless.
Exactly. They pretty much wasted 11 months doing nothing and dragging their feet, and then ultimately they ended up in Chapter 9 after an emergency manager was appointed. I think what the gambit here is by Warren Evans particularly, and the commission, is to avoid the appointment of an emergency manager and, of course, bankruptcy, because they lose control politically. It's not popular. And they've seen this movie before about what can happen in that situation in terms of lost control. So I think what they're really going to be pushing for is this consent agreement. But that means they're going to actually have to deliver. And I think the governor is moving with quite a bit of dispatch here. They've done this before. The state apparatus is familiar with this process now. They can move very quickly and do the analysis they need to do. And so down the road we go.
What help did Detroit get that Wayne County can pretty much not count on, and why?
Well, you know, the grand bargain, which we've talked about many times over the last couple of years, I think is the most obvious example. And I don't think you're going to see foundations and other kinds of private sector players stepping forward to help the county. And I also don't think you're going to see a Republican legislature, which I think by most accounts is probably more conservative than the one that actually financed the grand bargain, stepping forward to help the county. And clearly some of the business interests that were flocking to downtown and continue to flock to downtown as a response to Dan Gilbert's investments and what he's doing in the city, a lot of those things aren't necessarily going to happen. I don't see any evidence that that's likely to happen. So this is going to be more of a tough love kind of push by the county. And frankly, they're doing it at a time that is a lot harder to make the case. You know, Detroit went through the recession. It got badly beaten up in the recession. It got badly wounded through the automotive bankruptcies. You know, you had the conviction of Kwame Kilpatrick, the mayor. I mean, I think a lot of people knew that things were broken. They were clearly broken in the city. Now we've got a situation where General Motors announced their numbers today, one of the best quarters they've ever had. I mean, it just blew the doors off. So this is all happening in a time where things are pretty much looking up around here. So it's a lot harder to make the case to say we are in real, real trouble, I think, when the macro environment is so much better. And so that's really going to be the challenge of this consent agreement, is basically agreeing to some things, and which then means that you have to execute them, and they're not going to be popular with employees, they're not going to be popular with public unions, and they're not going to be popular with some of the constituents. I do think there's a lot of other constituents that really want to see change in county government, and this may be the lever that we're going to get to see some of that.
And I'm wondering, as you talk about all of this, things that are going to have to be done that are difficult, what do you think the human toll might be? And for that, I'm thinking, if I'm a county retiree, am I watching this with great alarm? If I'm a current county worker, what do you see?
Well, there's a couple of things that I think are realities here. You can't unvest vested pensions. You can change accruals. You can do things going forward, but you can't take away necessarily. Outside of bankruptcy is a very, very important distinction. Outside of bankruptcy, you can't necessarily take that stuff away. And I don't think that's likely to happen. Now, could there be impact on health care plans? Sure. Could there be impact on county employment as the county looks at potential services that they say, you know, maybe we don't need to do this anymore as a county service. You know, maybe certain cities can start doing some of these kinds of things. So I think they're going to be looking at operations. So, yeah, I think that's where you're likely to see things happen. I think less likely is any impact on taxpayers. So they're just going to have to come to terms with the situation they're in. Bankruptcy is much more difficult to apply to counties under both federal bankruptcy law and under the state emergency manager law, from people I've talked to. I know emergency manager Kevin Orr has looked at this and has studied the situation and has come to the conclusion that, you know, Chapter 9 is a much neater kind of tool to use for a city than it is for a county, where you have multiple elected officers who are constitutionally elected. You have a clerk, you've got a prosecutor, you've got the county executive, you've got, I think it's five in Wayne County. And so it makes it a lot harder to implement a bankruptcy and to execute one than it does where you have a single chief executive like a mayor in a city.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes looking ahead for Wayne County. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.